There's much more to these simple techniques than may appear at first glance. Indeed, they offer a systematic method to keep your mind distraction-free, ensuring a high level of efficiency and effectiveness in your work. That, in itself, would be sufficient reason to implement these practices. But there are even greater implications for the fundamental principles at work here. What follows in the next three sections is an accounting of my experience over the last 20 years of the subtler and often more profound effects that can transpire from the implementation of these basic principles. The longer-term results can have a significant impact on you as an individual, and they can positively affect larger organizational cultures as well. When people with whom you interact notice that without fail, you receive, process, and organize in an airtight manner the exchanges and agreements they have with you, they begin to trust you in a unique way. Such is the power of capturing placeholders for anything that is incomplete or unprocessed in your life. It noticeably enhances your mental well-being and improves the quality of your communications and relationships, both personally and professionally. The personal benefit. How did it feel to go through the collecting and downloading activity? Most people say it feels so bad and yet feels so good. If you're like most people who go through the full collection process, you probably felt some form of anxiety. Descriptive terms like overwhelmed, panic, frustration, fatigue, and disgust tend to come up when I ask seminar participants to describe their emotions. And is there anything you think you've procrastinated on in that stack? If so, you have guilt automatically associated with it. At the same time, did you experience any sense of release or relief or control as you did the drill? Most people say yes. How does that happen? Totally opposite emotional states showing up as you're doing a single exercise. What's going on here? When you understand the source of your negative feelings about all your stuff, you'll discover the way to get rid of them. And if you experienced any positive feelings from collecting your stuff, you actually began the process of eliminating the negativity. The source of the negative feelings. Where do the not-so-good feelings come from? Too much to do? No, there's always too much to do. If you felt bad simply because there was more to do than you can do, you'd never get rid of that feeling. Having too much to do is not the source of the negative feeling. It comes from a different place. How have you felt when someone broke an agreement with you? Told you they would meet you Thursday at 4 p.m. and never showed or called? How did that feel? Frustrating, I imagine. The price people pay when they break agreements in the world is the disintegration of trust in the relationship, a negative consequence. But what are all those things in your in-basket? Agreements you've made with yourself. Your negative feelings are simply the result of breaking those agreements. They're the symptoms of disintegrated self-trust. If you tell yourself to draft a strategic plan, when you don't do it, you'll feel bad. How do you prevent broken agreements with yourself? If the negative feelings come from broken agreements, you have three options for dealing with them and eliminating the negative consequences. First, don't make the agreement. Secondly, you could complete the agreement. Or thirdly, you could renegotiate the agreement. All of these can work to get rid of the unpleasant feelings. Don't make the agreement. It probably felt pretty good to take a bunch of your old stuff, decide that you weren't going to do anything with it, and just toss it into the trash. One way to handle an incompletion in your world is to just say no. You'd lighten up if you would just lower your standards. If you didn't care so much about things being up to a certain level, your school system, your team's morale, the software code, you'd have fewer things to do. I doubt you're going to lower your standards. But once you really understand what it means, you'll probably make fewer agreements. I know I did. I used to make a lot of them just to win people's approval. When I realized the price I was paying on the back end for not keeping those agreements, I became a lot more conscious about the ones I made. Another option would be complete the agreement. Of course, another way to get rid of the negative feelings about your stuff is to just finish it and be able to mark it off as done. You actually love to do things, as long as you get the feeling that you've completed something. If you've begun to complete less than 2-minute actions as they surface in your life, I'm sure you can attest to the psychological benefit. Most of my clients feel fantastic after just a couple of hours of processing their piles, just because of how many things they accomplish using the 2-minute rule. One of your better weekends may be spent just finishing up a lot of little errands and tasks that have accumulated around your house and in your personal life. Invariably, when you capture all the open loops, little and big, and see them on a list in front of you, some part of you will be inspired, or creatively disgusted or intimidated enough, to go knock them off the list. There's another issue here, however. How would you feel if your list and your stack were totally and successfully completed? You'd probably be bouncing off the ceiling full of creative energy. Of course, within 3 days, guess what you'd have? Right, another list, and probably an even bigger one. You'd feel so good about finishing all your stuff, you'd likely take on bigger, more ambitious things to do. Not only that, but if you have a boss, what do you think he or she is going to do after noticing the high levels of competency and productivity you're demonstrating? Right again. Give you more things to do. It's the catch-22 of professional development. The better you get, the better you'd better get. So, since you're not going to significantly lower your standards or stop creating more things to do, you'd better get comfortable with the third option if you want to keep from stressing yourself out.